So the overall process is that you are moving to deeper and higher and wider states and structures that have more perspective, more consciousness, more awareness, and the capacity for greater love and greater care, and so on. And in each case, you're doing so by disidentifying with a smaller stage and identifying with a larger stage. And that continues in structures until you go all the way up to super integral, which is the largest structure we know to date. And in states, you start from the small, gross monkey mind state, and you move into the subtle, into the causal, and then into the ultimate non-dual unity consciousness, which is the biggest state possible. It's sometimes called big mind. And it's big mind because it's one with everything, everything that is arising. And so that's how you start to feel. As you look at the world out there, you don't see that mountain. You are that mountain. And you don't see the clouds going through the sky. You are the clouds going through the sky. And you don't feel the earth. You are the earth. You are literally one with everything that is arising, moment to moment to moment. And that is waking up. That is enlightenment. That is awakening. And so that part of the overall operating system is absolutely crucial, because it's the only component of all of them that gives us absolute truth, ultimate truth, one with the ultimate ground of all being. And that is a radically liberating, freeing state. That is, again, the ultimate goal of all of the great meditative traditions. And the summum bonum, the greatest good for humans, according to all of these traditions. And so that is clearly something that you want to be aware of. It's something you want to have as a part of your own consciousness, of your own being. You don't want to be just stuck on the outside as a little relative, finite, small, skin-encapsulated ego, you know, running around. And the typical experience of the relative realm is you're a small finite thing and you run into other finite things, and then you move around and you smash into some other small finite thing, and that's some sort of experience. And then you go around, you get in the car and you drive home. Hopefully you don't crash into anything, but you meet your family and you crash into them in various ways. Some of them are happy, some of them are not. And it's just one sort of smashing into another after another after another. In the state of non-duality, in the state of oneness, you don't smash into anything, because there's nothing outside of you to smash into. You, all of these things that are arising are textures of your own self. You are actually feeling your own self. You are breathing in your own self. You are one with all of this in a profound and unmistakable way. And that is because your identity has grown and grown and grown into larger and wider and deeper and higher states, until you finally got into the largest state that we're aware of to date, which is big mind. or unity consciousness, or ultimate awareness, or pure consciousness. And that is the ultimate goal of all of the meditative systems the world over. Now, this is also something that you can incorporate into your life. It's something that you can make a part of your very own being. And it's a part that will open you into that oneness with all things, with all phenomena, and show yourself to be everything that is arising, literally everything, nothing outside of you. You are one with all of this, moment to moment to moment. And that's something that, when it's profound, it never ceases. It's a constant part of your awareness and your consciousness, and has, in some cases, it's accompanied by bliss, in other cases, joy, sometimes happiness, but it certainly doesn't hurt. It's all positive in terms of the feelings that it has going with it, and the awareness that it brings with it, and the being that it has with it. This has been an experience that human beings have had for thousands of years. But all of that got lost in the West. What spirituality we have in the West is spiritual intelligence stuck at mythic. So that part is just kind of disastrous. So we want to include both of those. We want to include waking up, and we want to include growing up. We want to make sure that people understand that they have these different levels, but they also have these different states. And there are practices for these states and ways people can awaken them in themselves and start to gain the benefits of those realizations. And it's through state training that all of those sort of crazy life questions about who am I, why am I here, what does it all mean, all of those get answered in state development. Very few of them get answered in adequate ways in structure development, because that's just dealing with relative truth. So we want to include ultimate truth as well.